to the adventure on Putnam on W4CY Radio.
Wake up, America! It's time for the adventures of Hype Man on W4CY.com, West Palm Beach's number one internet radio station. Here's your host, the Hype Man.
This is the Pipe Man here on the Adventures of Pipe Man W4CY Radio, and I'm extremely excited about our next guest, who is an absolute superstar in every artistic part of the word. So let's welcome to the show Susie Quattro. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. You know, I got to tell you that one of the things that impressed me most of all, of course, I've followed you pretty much my whole life, but when I saw the video of you getting your doctorate, that was like, oh my God, that was the coolest thing ever.
That was an oh my God moment for me too. I didn't graduate high school, so, you know, wow. Standing there in front of all those academics in my cap and gown, getting to be an honorary doctor. I'm actually officially Dr. Quattro. And I had my speech next to me, and being me, I just pushed it aside and I just spoke from the heart. And what came out was, our journey in this lifetime is to go inside and find that light that we have, switch it on, and let nobody ever switch it off.
Wow. Absolutely. That you know, and that's why you're such a great role model, too, is like the fact that you got up there and what you said in that speech. I think everybody should see that speech because it was as real as it gets. And just the fact of that you could go from where you came from and be where you are now, just to me as a role model to any child growing up, no matter what they want to do.
But that's what I say to everybody. You know, there are no limits except the limits you place on yourself. Follow your dream. I'm always saying that. Follow your dream. Be who you are.
No doubt about it. So the very beginning, your first debut was, and it's funny because I have like bongos sitting right in front of me now, is playing the bongos live. Tell us that story, because that sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, it's kind of a standing joke in my band. Apparently, whoever I'm talking to musician-wise or when I'm doing a session or whatever, I will always say within 5 seconds, did you know I play the bongo drums? So apparently, I say it all the time. Anyway, that was my first instrument. I was 7, and I asked my father for that, and he got it for me. And I got real good on it. Taught myself how to play, and so good that he used to let me come to his gigs, Sunday gigs. He had gigs at the Oakland Hills Country Club. And instead of taking me to church, which he was supposed to do, he would take me to his gig and allow me to sit in front of his trio and play my bongos. So there you go. So I think the seeds were set very early on to what I was going to do with my life, you know?
Yeah, there you go. You know, that reminds me so much of me because, like, I go and do all these major music festivals across the country doing radio coverage, and I bring my grandchildren.
And well, there you go. You learn from all that, you know, and your grandchildren are soaking all that up.
Oh, no doubt. And so cool. Like at the time he was 9, my 9-year-old grandson was like interviewing his idols in the press tent. And it, just the look on his face, like I let him do the interview. I didn't need to do it. He did the interview.
Yeah, you won't forget that. Things like that stick. They stick forever. I grew up watching my father play in his bands and all that, you know, and I watched him charming the audience and this and that. It just stays with you. I mean, for instance, my son, who I know we're going to get on to, I've done the last 2 albums with, and this new one that's coming out, The Devil in Me, and he spent his from as young as he can remember, watching me on stage. So Susie Quattro is in his DNA.
Yeah, there it is. And so since you brought that up, let's talk about that now. How does it feel to be up there? Okay, so you were a kid, and now you're up there with your kid. So it's got to be like such a surreal thing.
Well, I mean, he's not actually in the band, but we have done 2 albums together. It was a learning process you know, to see, I didn't know he was so talented. That's the truth. He kind of hit it. And then on the last album, No Control, all of a sudden it came flying out. And I went, oh, my God. Then he got his feet wet on that. We learned how to work with each other. And now it's like, I don't know how he's done it, but he has relit my fire. And I think it's because he's 36, I'm 70. I'm now seeing everything I was and am through his eyes.
Yeah.
So it's making me light myself up again, you know? It's just brilliant, I have to say. Just brilliant. I'm seeing myself through his eyes.
You know, that's pretty cool. And I think the fact that you still have it after all this time, and I mean it in the respect of, I like what you said, because I always think of artists that have been around forever. It's like, man, how do you keep still being creative? Don't you run out of creativity at a certain point? And you're the answer right there. No.
Oh my God, no. I have just got so much more to say still. I can't stop creating. You know, I'm out there right now writing with my son for the next album.
Nice.
So I have a lot to say. As long as I have a lot to say, I'm damn well gonna say it.
Well, there you go. And we do need voices out there. I think music is the absolute best therapy. And I know it was funny, even when I was watching that speech of yours, it hit me, because I always say how music is therapy. And then, you know, you were talking there about collaborating for a music therapy class. And
yeah.
And I think right now in 2021, we need music more than ever. So thank God you put out some new music.
Yeah, we need inspiration. I mean, these are dark times, and I've managed to take the silver lining out of all the clouds, you know, and I can't go out there and entertain on the stage right now. So I've been uplifting and entertaining in every other possible way I can, putting out new music, putting out a new book, doing my bass lines on the internet, you know, doing whatever I can. I was born to entertain and create and communicate, and I will never stop doing that. It's my job in life.
There you go. I love it. So let's talk about The Devil in Me. Now, this is born out of this pandemic, and I've said for a while that some of the best music ever is probably going to come out of this pandemic, and I think you viewpoint that this is your best music ever in, what, 57 years in music?
Yeah, then, you know, I don't say that lightly.
So tell us a little bit about the album and, you know, what it was like and, you know, what makes it the best that you've put out ever?
I think because it does feel like I've relit myself, which is a wonderful feeling. I didn't expect it to happen. I think it's because my son has brought that 36-year-old energy to the table and everything that entails, you know, with maybe different approaches to songs and different kind of riffs and different that. And he's brought the fresh energy to it. And I love it that he's just doing it for me. And coupled with the fact that I have brought my 57 years of experience in bands to the table. So you're getting this whole range of life going into the songs. Life, you know, I mean, my voice, you know, you read how your voice is supposed to go down as you get older. And for some God knows reason, mine's gone up, but I'm not going to question it. touch wood. Anyway, it's a combination of everything. And we approached this album with the thought that we wanted it to be as groundbreaking as the first one and as important. So we gave ourselves a very high benchmark. And if something didn't feel right, it didn't go on. But I mean, I'm happy to say there's only a few that didn't, you know, and you knew pretty early on that it wasn't the vibe. So what's strange about this album, and every critic has picked up on it, is that, yes, it's got the Suzy Quatro energy rock and roll that you expect from me, but it's got the diversity. In other words, you can go from The Devil in Me to My Heart and Soul, or Love's Gone Bad. And it's strange how we managed to make this diversity in the album all fit into one picture. And it's all me. This is so crazy. I guess it is my life, really.
Yeah.
And that's why it works. Yeah, it's all from the heart. And the one everybody's picking out, Isolation Blues. And I finally said to a guy I was talking to, why are you picking that? It's not the one I thought critics would pick. And he said, I'll tell you why. He said, I've spent the last 2 weeks reviewing artists' lockdown, if you like, albums, right? I said, right. And he said, every lockdown song I heard was contrived and almost like, oh, we better do a song about this.
Yeah.
Yours is not.
That's what makes you real, you know? And you know what else? You're going to laugh at this one. You know what makes me think you're real too? Because when I watch a video of you performing now, you look exactly like you did as Leather Tuscadero. And it's funny, but, you know, that just showed even on Happy Days that you were being real, because you were just being who you were there. So in all forms of your artistry, you're just being you.
Yes, I guess, you know, and I am, because I actually don't know how to be any other way. I am pretty stubbornly uncompromising with who I am. That's why I gave that speech, you know, turn your light on, let nobody switch it off. And yeah, I am always me, whatever that is. And that's why in hindsight, this is in hindsight, when I look back at why it fell on me to break down the door, it's because I was real. I wasn't going out there like, hey, I'm a girl, look what I can do. Not at all. You know,
yeah.
I don't even do gender. So it had to fall to somebody with that kind of an attitude for it to make sense. Just somebody who was being who they are. I mean, I've never called myself a female musician once, but I have always called myself a musician.
I love that. That's cool. You know, and that is who you are. And, you know, the thing is, too, nobody is around as long as you are in this business unless you're real. Like, there's people that can fake it for a little while, but they're the ones that don't last. I think the artists that really last are the ones that are just doing what they would want to see if they were in the crowd, or what they would want to hear if they were listening to it, and just being them, and with no gimmick, no contriving, just here, this is what's coming out of my heart.
Yeah, that's actually what I think my longevity is down to, you know, the fact that I'm real. I mean, you can't manufacture this. Are you kidding me? You gotta be kidding. Where would you start? I don't even get it half the time. My dad one time said to me, Susie, you know, when they made you, they threw away the mold. And I said, thank you. And then he said, thank goodness.
There you go. I love it. I love it. So if you were to tell me one story, good or bad, in the 57 years of you doing this, what would it be?
Oh, God, I'll tell you the one that just came to mind. One of my finer moments, I always, you know, I'm one of those very energetic performers. And even if people are sitting, they're not sitting at the end, you know, because
yeah.
I will gauge when, you know, everybody up and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so there was one gig, I think there must have been about 10,000 people. And I said, everybody, get up, get up, get up, get up, get up. Everybody got up. You know, the lights are flying around the room and everybody's clapping and swinging from the rafters. And I got on the mic and I said, you know what? There's always one asshole. Give me that light. Give me that spotlight. Bring it over here. Bring it over here. And so the spotlight followed me and I shined it down on a guy in the front row, right? Because he wasn't standing. He was in a wheelchair.
Ooh.
Oh, I nearly died. But he had a sense of humor and he looked up at me and he put the thumbs up and I went, oh, I said, well, you just stay right where you are. Oh, how embarrassing. But I mean, obviously I had no idea, you know.
Well, you know what? And I do find a lot of times people like that do have the sense of humor. I absolutely love when I go to festivals and I see people in a wheelchair crowd surfing. Like, to me, that's the ultimate in unity.
Well, you know what? It wasn't even a moment. I mean, it was a moment when I realized, but I smiled and he smiled, you know?
Yeah.
He knew that I had no idea. So it was absolutely fine. And I met him afterwards and gave him an autograph too. So there you go.
Nice. There you go. So, yeah, we have the album dropping on the 26th. And then, of course, people can see the video now for the title song, The Devil and Me. And what else would you want to tell the listeners that would entice them to want to check out this newest and greatest album by Susie Quatro?
Oh, it is my finest work. There's so many lovely discoveries along the way with this one. Some of my finest bass lines ever, I have to say. In fact, some of them, I wrote the bass line and then I went, oh my God, what have I done? Because I made it really intricate on Hey Queenie. Wow. Listen to Hey Queenie. And if I have to do that song live, it's one of the few times in my life I'm going to have to practice singing and playing it because it's an intricate bass line. I really, really tried. The vocals on Love's Gone Bad, the vocals on My Heart and Soul, Get Out of Jail. I mean, how true was that? Give me one more gig before I die. And then it happened, you know. It's an album full of wonderful surprises. And you'll love it. It is my finest work. If you followed me for a long time, this is the album you got to buy. And the video for My Heart and Soul, I don't know if you've seen it, my Christmas song, oh, Break Your Heart. And the video for The Devil and Me, this kid, young kid, he did the video and he, I would say he captured me. That's the only way I'm going to put it.
I agree. Yeah. That video was so cool, and it was so you. That's why I even said, you know, reference to, like, when you first started, it's like, I look in that video, and it's the same person. You know, it's just you.
Well, I am the same person, and, you know, I don't need the money. This is the truth. I've been comfortable for many, many years. I do what I do because I love it.
Yeah. And that's the other reason why you're still around. I don't really understand musicians that play music that they don't love. Like, I don't know how you could do it. It's music's a passion. And, you know, if you can't love the music you're playing, it's very transparent to people.
Oh, God, yes. Oh, my God. You know, I grin from ear to ear when I'm on stage. And if I ever don't grin, I know it's time to stop. But I, you know, when I stand at the side of the stage and I always go through the same process, you know, I have a little look at the audience before I go out and kind of gauge them and see what they're about. And then I stand there just before I stride out there as Susie Quattro. And I do every time think, I wonder if they're going to like me tonight. And then I go out. Then you take that step into the footlights, you know, and then you're there. And then it's just magic. I love it.
Well, you do get in a zone. Like, I know that I'm also a speaker, too. And it's like people don't realize, no matter how long you've been doing it, you're still nervous right before you get on that stage. But the minute you're on that stage and that mic turns on, it's like a switch flips in your head.
Absolutely. We call it Dr. Theater, actually. And it's amazing. It's amazing. And if you don't go through that process just before you walk out there, you don't have that edge that you need. And you need that edge. You need that tiny bit of fear, the tiny bit of unsureness. And this translates to the audience. Hey, look at her. She wants to please us. You know, it's what it's all about. I like to see every face smiling when I leave that stage.
Oh, I can't wait till we're back to doing shows so I could be there experiencing it. Because I'm sure you miss it, and I sure miss it, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
There's a juice.
So enjoy the album. I know you're going to be playing it. And I can recommend it. That's all I can say. If I've ever recommended anything I've done in my entire 57-year career, this is the album I recommend.
Beautiful. And so tell everybody how they can connect with you on social media, how they can get the album.
Oh my God. Okay, you know what? I don't know all those questions. I know that it's available from all the normal sources, the Amazons, the Apples. It's all on my website is www.susiequattro.com. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. I have an Instagram site, Susie Quattro Real. So wherever you get the product, it's on all those things. It's on SPV as the label. Yeah, you can order it, Amazon, Apple, whatever, you know, just, and I know that there's a pre-order thing on my site, so, but don't ask me all the details because I'm really not very computer friendly. I do my best, but it's a different generation.
Yeah, you're a musician.
I am. I'm an artist.
I'd be more concerned if you can tell me how you play the bass. So, yeah, everybody check it out. The new album by Susie Quattro, The Devil and Me, it drops March 26th via SPV Steamhammer. And thanks for giving us such great music for such a long time.
Well, thank you for sticking around for so long. And we hope to see you soon. You take care of your stuff. Stay safe. And don't hit the wall too many times. I've hit the wall a few times, but don't. But if you do, hit it good.
There you go. I love it. Thanks for being on The Adventures of Pipe Man.
My pleasure. Hi, this is Susie Quattro. You are listening to The Pipe Man on W4CY Radio.
I'm no hero. Marks on my soul. I made mistakes.
Thank you for listening to The Adventures of Pipe Man on W4CY Radio.